The Government Accountability Board weighed in on this issue because it said legislators left it open to interpretation when they passed Wisconsin's voter ID law. Legislators clearly meant for IDs at four-year campuses like the UW-Madison to count for voting. But the board said, based on its reading of the law, legislators purposely excluded tech colleges. Now the Wisconsin Technical College system is asking the board to reconsider. Morna Foy is the system spokeswoman.
You know, if this is a policy that the legislature and the governor felt was appropriate to allow student IDs, then all students should have the ability to take advantage of that opportunity and not be excluded just because they happen to go to one post-secondary institution versus another.
From the tech college's perspective, Foy says it breaks down to a misreading of the statutes. She says the critical point the board missed was that the voter ID law extended to all accredited colleges and universities.
The technical colleges fit that definition just as any UW two-year college or any UW four-year college.
Part of the reason the board thought differently is that majority Republicans voted down a Democratic amendment during debate that spoke specifically to tech college IDs. But Foy says that amendment could have been shot down for any number of reasons. In this case, she says the board need not try to read the mind of the legislature. Tech colleges want the board to revisit its policy at its November meeting. The board may also rehash another of its decisions that would let students use stickers to renew their IDs for voting. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.